It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years with yours truly this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com and directly on my website, drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this evening's show again by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarpel. Again, that's drmarakarp, like Paul, el.com. And the link to the podcast will be posted soon after the show. For information from this show and updates about the upcoming shows, again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, and follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Want to advertise your business? Send me an email to drmara@drmarakarpel.com and go through my website, drmarakarpel.com, or call me at 512-626-6973. That's 512-626-6973. This evening's show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by the bra lady, Sonia Duff, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This evening's show is also hosted by Live Oak Legacies, committed to helping families capture and preserve the stories, recipes, photographs, and relics held the most dear. Find out more at liveoaklegacies.com. And today is Sunday, June 22nd, and we are back live after having a week off to get a little rest and relaxation, and we are live in the beautiful Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this show, is here doing the production engineering for tonight's show, and we'll be answering your calls if you call later with questions. So be sure to call later with questions and make Art do a little extra work. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing in Austin, Texas, and the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages, and I have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And you can listen to the podcast of my shows from the local Austin radio station and from here on Blog Talk Radio by going to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And for this evening's show, we have another really cool lineup. In the first hour, we will be speaking all the way to the beautiful Caribbean island of St. Martin, when I will be joined by Virginie Timmermans and Margarita Schott from the tropical island of St. Martin to talk about their home care agency, Care for You, providing professional home health nursing and professional caregiving directly to the hotels for vacationers who may need assistance, making it possible to travel to this beautiful destination even with healthcare issues. And I love this concept. So, and then stay tuned for the second hour when a regular to this show, veteran Master Sergeant Will Williams, will join us to talk about the upcoming July 4th events in Central Texas. And also in the second hour, musician and producer of this show, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, will be joining us to talk about his current musical projects and what to expect coming up on this show in both musically and in all sorts of ways. And since June is National Safety Awareness Month, I will be talking about preventing falls at home, a very important topic because even one fall can be extremely life-altering. So I want to talk about how to prevent that. And throughout the show, I will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or my guests, please feel free to call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can send me an email or a tweet with your questions, and I will read them on the air to my guests. And my email address, once again, is drmara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpel.com. That's D-R-M-A-R-A-K-A-R-P, like Paul, E-L, .com. Or tweet me at M-A-R-A-E-K. And I want to give a shout out to South Texas Printing because we're using their studio for this evening's show, and this is our studio when we are in Harlingen, Texas, and you can look for South Texas Printing, STX Printing, if you're in the Rio Grande Valley, to see about taking care of all of your printing needs. So today, as I mentioned, is June 22nd, and yesterday was the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And Art informed me on our way over here, as I didn't know this, that in England at Stonehenge yesterday, about 36,000 people showed up to watch the sunrise above the ancient stone circle, which is about 80 miles southwest of London, to mark the summer solstice. And there are cultures all over the world that observe the summer solstice in various ways. And there's a Chinese saying about the summer solstice: after eating noodles on the summer solstice day, daylight gets shorter day by day. So that's true. I guess today is a little bit shorter than yesterday, since yesterday was the longest day of the year. And but the summer is not over today. We have a long summer ahead of us, and this summer we have some exciting developments here for Dr. Mara Carpel in your golden years. We are getting ready to, sometime this summer, start taping the show on camera and posting an hour of each show on YouTube. So that should be really interesting, and I will definitely be letting you know when that is going to begin. And also, sometime this summer, we will be opening up the store on my website, drmaracarpel.com, where we'll be selling all sorts of merchandise, hats and mugs, and some of my original artwork in the form of cards. So that would be the first group of things that we start selling. And I will also let you know right here, you can check out my website and keep an eye on it, but I'll let you know right here when that starts. So as I mentioned, June is, among other national observances, you know, every month has several observances, but one of the national observances for the month of June is National Safety Awareness Month. And so I think it's really important to talk about preventing falls and staying safe from falls, because it really only takes one fall to alter one's life in a very unwanted way. So breaking a hip can be life-changing, or hitting your head can be life-changing. In fact, falls are the primary cause of head injury in people 65 years and older, and the highest head injury rate was found among those 85 years and over. And this is really something to be concerned about, as 20% of all serious head injuries, those involving fractures, cuts that need stitches, or any other head injury requiring medical attention, have often been found to trigger a significant decline in brain functioning among older adults. So, you know, this kind of decline can affect a person's ability to handle activities of daily living, such as cleaning the house, paying their bills, and even maintaining their own care, taking showers and dressing. And, you know, that can be extremely life-altering. And in addition, it's been found that having a history of a traumatic brain injury can be a risk factor in developing Alzheimer's disease in an older adult. So there are many really big reasons why it's important to protect one's head from a fall. And as I mentioned, falls very often can lead to a hip fracture in an older adult because as the bones become more brittle, it's easier to break a bone. And hip fractures, very often people have a hard time recovering from those, and some never really do recover. They end up in a nursing home needing care. So we really want to prevent falls. And falls can lead to many other problems that affect your ability to take care of yourself. You know, breaking an arm, breaking a leg, all of these can put a person out of commission. So what can you do to protect yourself or your loved one from having such a serious fall? Well, first let's look at some of the reasons for the high rate of falling among older adults. So some of the reasons for a fall include vision changes, hearing changes, changes in a person's reflexes, coordination and strength, changes that often come about with age, and also chronic illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis, or acute disorders such as a heart attack or a stroke can cause falls. So it's one way to avoid such a fall would be to be evaluated by your physician regularly to make sure that you're in good health and that you're not likely to have a stroke or a heart attack, or if you have diabetes, that is under control, the heart disease is under control, and that you're treating your arthritis or any other chronic disabling health issue. And if you know the reason that you're becoming a bit unstable on your feet or your loved one is becoming unstable on their feet, then having the proper medical treatments necessary to resolve these health issues is very important. And if you don't know the reason, if somebody is, you notice is starting to become unstable, your loved one is starting to become unstable, it's very important to be evaluated to find out the reason. It could be something as easy as medication side effects, and that's easy to resolve by changing the medication or tweaking the amount of medication that your loved one is taking or that you're taking. And also, if you're starting to become unstable on your feet, or if you're a caregiver and your loved one has become unstable on their feet, your doctor might suggest an assistive device like a walker or even glasses or a hearing aid, which may prevent falling. So next, there are some changes that you or your loved one could make in their own or your own behaviors to prevent falling. So here are some tips. Don't get up too quickly from a lying down position because this can cause dizziness and instability on your feet. Try to wear rubber-soled shoes when you're walking around your house. These provide good support, and you know, the person's home is the primary place where people have these really serious falls because people tend to walk around barefoot or they walk in socks. Not a good idea. also wear rubber-soled shoes with low heels around the house. Be careful when walking on thick carpets, and don't wear socks, or don't walk around in socks, and don't wear smooth-soled shoes or slippers that are slippery on the floors. Be careful when you walk outside if it's wet or if it's icy, and really try to limit the amount of alcohol that you drink, because alcohol will make you unstable on your feet. Don't wear reading glasses when you're doing anything other than reading. So if you get up and walk over to the sink to get a glass of water while you have your reading glasses on, take them off, because the reading glasses can make you dizzy when you're walking. They're not meant for distance. They're meant for close-up reading. There are also some changes that you might make in your home or in your loved one's home, which can be helpful in preventing falls. First of all, check the lighting. Night lights in the hallways and the bathrooms of the home can help prevent falling at night. Be sure that the lighting throughout the home is bright enough to be able to navigate safely. Also, make sure all the pathways throughout the home are clear. So make sure there are no electrical cords or phone wires in places where they can potentially cause a trip and fall. Arrange the furniture so that there's a clear and easy pathway throughout the home. Make sure that the thresholds to the doors don't cause a risk for tripping. So make sure it's a smooth threshold, not a raised threshold. And remove any throw rugs in the home. Throw rugs are often a big cause of tripping and falling. I know they're pretty, but they really are not safe in the home once you're starting to become a little unstable on your feet or your vision is not as good. So get rid of those throw rugs and secure all the carpeting, especially in the corners. Put the foams in easily accessible places throughout the home, so you don't have to reach for the phone when it's ringing and causing a fall. And in the bathtub, big place for slips and falls. Put non-skid bath mats or non-skid strips on the bottom of the bathtub. Very important. Also very important in the bathtub or shower are safety grab bars, and also next to the toilet. If there are stairs in the home, make sure that the handrails are secure on both sides of the stairway, if that's possible. And make sure that the first and the last steps of the stairway are marked with bright paint or colored adhesive tape that's made especially for stairs, so that you can see the first step and you can see when it's the last step. So the first and the last step. They have those adhesive strips. You can find them easily in any hardware store. Put them on the first step and the last step. And if you're interested in having any more tips, just log on to the website of the National Alliance for Caregiving, and their website is www.caregiving.org. That's www.caregiving.org, and they have plenty of tips for preventing falls. And hopefully these tips will help you to prevent such a disabling fall and help you to have a safe and happy summer. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Stick around, because after the break, we have joining us on the phone all the way from the tropical island of St. Martin, Virginie Timmermans and Margarita Schott. Will be talking to us about their home care agency, Care for You, providing professional home health nursing care and professional caregiving directly to hotels for vacationers who may need assistance while on their beautiful tropical island. And then coming up after that, veteran Master Sergeant Will Williams and musician and producer Art Mendoza. And we'll be taking your calls, your tweets, your emails with your questions. So give a call toll-free at 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or email me at drmara@drmaracarpell.com or tweet me at M-A-R-A-E-K. And we will be right back.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about essential bodywear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day. Gravity.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpell is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpell, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpell.com. And now joining us on the phone, all the way from the Caribbean island St. Martin, Virginie Timmermans and Margarita Schott, owners of Care for You Home Care Agency, providing professional home health nursing care and professional caregiving directly to hotels for vacationers who may need assistance, making it possible to travel to the beautiful vacation destination of St. Martin, even with healthcare issues. And we're taking your calls with your questions and your comments for our guests. Give a call toll-free at 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. But send me an email to drmara@drmaracarpell.com or a tweet to M-A-R-A-E-K. So, Virginie and Margarita, are you there?
Yes, we are here. Hello.
Hello. Before we go, I just want to mention there's a slight delay when we speak to each other like this. So we need to just be aware of that so we don't talk over each other.
Perfect.
So how are things this evening on the beautiful island of St. Martin?
Sunny, very sunny.
Very sunny?
Yes.
What is the temperature there?
84.
Oh, that sounds beautiful because here South Texas is almost 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're not used to that kind of heat.
No, it's always beautiful over there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. 365 days a year.
Oh, very nice. So there's a lot of reason why people would want to travel there, even if they have a loved one that they're taking care of or if they have health issues.
Yeah.
So why don't you, before we start, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, but about ourselves. I am Virginie. I'm Dutch-born, Margarita as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we both live in St. Martin since 10 years.
Okay.
Virginie went to St. Martin with her husband, who is from St. Martin. And Margarita followed me 6 months later after being here on a small, short vacation, and she decided that the island life was something for her as well.
Uh-huh. She just fell in love with it.
Yeah, she fell in love with it, and we are old colleagues out of Holland, Rotterdam, in a hospital where we used to work together.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing at the hospital? Were you nurses?
Yes, both qualified Dutch registered nurses. We mm-hmm. both got qualified in Holland, and we met in the eye hospital in Rotterdam, and where we both have worked as registered nurse.
Uh-huh. So I have to tell you that when I read about your home care agency, I just love this concept of having a home care agency that helps tourists to be able to travel to such a beautiful island, even if they are, a caregiver, 24-hour caregiver of someone, or they themselves have a health care issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that people get the idea from this to open similar types of agencies in other beautiful locations around the world, because it's such a great idea.
I totally agree. On the other surrounding islands here, just like on Curacao or on Aruba or Bonaire, it is available.
It is.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. That's great to know. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Okay, well, by us, the idea to open a company like this arrived because it was available on the other surrounded islands already. But also, just since a few years, not that long yet.
Okay, so it's a pretty new concept.
Yeah.
So what and who is Care for You?
Okay, what and who is Care for You? We are a private nursing and consultancy agency established on St. Martin and operational since last year May. We offer all kinds of medical care services to our clients. We offer long-term and short-term chronically illness support, physical and psychosocial support, wound dressing, administration of medication, terminal care, palliative care, visitors and vacation services. We also do medical escorts on regular flights. So if a person in medical needs is only allowed to fly on a regular flight with a caregiver, we do those things as well.
Huh. Okay.
We also offer 24-hour availability through an alarm system for all our vacationers. So they can reach us first time, so they can feel more secure and, knowing that there is always someone there for them. We offer these services directly at their hotel or condo or apartment. So we do offer medical and non-medical care. There is also medical equipment available on the island. We even have beach wheelchairs as well for some people, if that's important. People need to feel safe in our hands, but especially on our island. And there's too much for them to enjoy on this beautiful island, and we would like to help them taking care of them or their loved ones if they are here.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. So how long have you been open?
Since last year May, we had clients. We have some local clients, and we had a few vacationers in the past 12 months.
Okay.
It took us
it's just really new and growing.
Yes. It took us quite some time to get everything organized and finalized on this island. It's for us a normal thing that everything takes a little longer over here. And so also the opening of the business, it took quite some time.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
So what would you like to see in the next year? What's your goal for the next year?
Well, first we would what is very important thing is to achieve in this next year is that with the help of your radio program that we reach all Texas citizens who are in medical need and willing to travel to St. Martin. So we would love to have more clients in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have our vacationers coming to St. Martin, but also coming back. And we have quite some timeshare owners and homeowners, long-term rentals in the hotels. Everyone is able to stay on St. Martin now because we are here for them. So with this concept, we just hope that everything will go a little smoother and better in this next upcoming year.
Right, right. So letting people know that their health issue is not an obstacle.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, this radio show, now that it's on the internet, it's not just Texas. It's going all over the place. So
okay.
Hopefully they're...
Even better.
Yeah, yep, even better. So, in fact, and, you know, in terms of people finding out about you, I found out yesterday that a friend of mine is in St. Martin, returning today, but plans to go back in a couple of weeks and wants to buy a place there. And she was very interested in connecting with you guys. So I'm going to send her your information so the next time that she's there, she can actually... Yeah, I don't know that she needs the services right now, but she's interested in having that connection.
Oh, that sounds really super. You're always free to give anyone our information.
Okay.
Whether it's for now or for sure.
Okay, absolutely. So you said that you provide both medical home care services. So you have home health nurses?
We do. We have all licensed registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. We also have some assistants who will do house chores and small chart errands for everyone.
Right. So you have both the medical and the non-medical.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So if somebody needs, let's say somebody just needs to have their medication set up for them, you have that sort of service, somebody to come in
yes.
and set up their medication? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you answer that question right away, right.
Yeah. Okay. And what sort of non-medical care would somebody need if they're coming to St. Martin?
Okay, like we do run errands for them. We help them with doctor visits as well, or pharmacy visits. We can take it over for them so that we are going to fulfill the prescription. If that is exactly what you mean by your question.
Yeah, no, the non-medical care, the, you know.
Okay, the consultancy is what we do as well. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, if somebody doesn't need, like, a home health nurse, but they need help, they just need help with things while they're there, you know, like dressing, showering, that sort of thing.
But the nurse also does those things. So, yes, we cover that. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And everybody is licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am. Everyone is.
Okay. And how do you keep track and evaluate the services that are provided by your caregivers?
Okay, what we do, especially with our vacationers, because that is different care than our local clientele, we will evaluate with them every week, simply because we would like to know as soon as possible if there are certain issues or things not going like they kind of expect or wish or hope for, so we can discuss
right.
it and change that right away. The client's input is highly appreciated as well, and we definitely listen to tips or recommendations or, yeah, their input is really valuable to us.
Okay. So you check it out. You check yourself pretty quickly with them to see if they're satisfied or if there's any kind of problem that they're having.
Exactly. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Also already in the intake interview, we tell people already, please, if there is something, let us know right away. Don't wait a week till we come to evaluate. No, tell us right away if there is something that they are not happy with. So
right.
then we can change. Yeah.
Right. So people are encouraged to let you know immediately if there's a problem.
Yes. Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the big question that a lot of people are wondering is how these services are paid for. Is it all private?
Yes, it is private. And what we normally do with the tourists, we ask 50% up front before they arrive, and 50% they pay on the last day when they are leaving. And they get an invoice from us. They take that back to the States, and they are going to inquire their own insurance what they are getting reimbursed or not.
Okay. So do you know if any of your clients have gotten reimbursed?
I know, yeah. Definitely from Holland. We had a few clients coming on vacation, and they took our invoice with them, and they get 80% reimbursed. But that is really something like how they bought in their insurance.
What is in the policy?
What is in the package or in the policy?
Right, right. So you don't know, do you know about Medicare, about whether or not anybody's had success with that?
No, I have absolutely no clue.
Okay. But... But it's certainly something to inquire about, whether Medicare will pay. Maybe they will.
Well, and what we advise people before they come is that they already ask their insurance, so they don't have any surprises.
Absolutely. No surprises. So
yes.
They should ask ahead of time, and maybe the... Medicare will pay for some of the services. Very
exactly.
interesting. So I did receive one question from a listener by email asking how many clients can you take care of at one time?
You mean per day?
Yeah, how many clients can you handle in your practice?
At the moment, we can handle at least 10.
At least 10. Wow. Okay. That's really good. So you have several caregivers.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Have you had any couples that need care?
Okay. No. We had a couple not so long ago, and... one of them was, oh no, he fell down and he had a very huge wound on his lower leg, and he needed a lot of care. And his wife was actually his caregiver already, but she needed help with the dressing, so that was where we came in. But her husband needed a lot of care already, and she was taking care of him at home, but we never had a couple who both needed care.
Okay.
But it would be a nice challenge.
Yes, it would. But I would say that probably most of the time it is usually a couple where one is the caregiver. Then, you know, a lot of the times the caregivers themselves are having issues that they don't ever admit to, that they're having a hard time being a caregiver.
Yeah. It is also very important for the caregiver to think about him or herself as well. Otherwise, it's pretty hard and tough to constantly take care of your own loved one, because it's a very heavy task.
Yes. So do you sometimes provide respite for the caregiver? So you come, you know, let's say you have somebody coming with their loved one or a couple, and one of the you know, the person that's being cared for maybe can't be left alone for either for cognitive issues or health issues. So do you provide care where you send in a caregiver for a couple of hours so that that family caregiver can actually get out and enjoy the island on their own for a little while?
Exactly. That's also the reason for the caregiver to go on vacation. We definitely help them out with that.
That's great, because I think, you know, there may be a lot of listeners out there who are a caregiver for a loved one, and they feel that they can't go on vacation because they would be stuck in a hotel room, or they just wouldn't be able to do very much. And knowing that there's an agency like that would be a big incentive for them to go.
Yeah, that is what we think as well. Yeah. And
so how would it work for somebody who's traveling, let's say, from the United States, in order to set up the home care so that they have it in place when they arrive in St. Martin?
Okay, if they follow those up before their trip through the website, for example, already, then they cannot send us an email. We will fastly reply on that. So we can send them an intake form after we know what their need is, and they can fill out the intake form and send it back to us already. So we can set up an appointment on the day of arrival to discuss the intake with them and have set appointments for the next days already.
Okay. So people can actually arrange, do everything by email or fax, and have everything set up so that you have someone there in place on the day that they arrive.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great. And do you have, like, different levels? Like, you know, somebody might need assistance maybe an hour a day or 2 hours a day, and somebody else might even need, like, 24-hour care. Do you have the different types? Different levels of care?
Yeah. How you mean levels? You mean like a registered nurse or an LPN, or what do you mean? It is not only 1 hour. It is what they need. On them, they can request what they need.
How about in terms of time, like 1 hour versus 24 hours?
It's all possible.
It's all possible. The whole range.
Only, 24-hour care, those things you need to plan up front. You know, Okay, if you only need an hour, that is easy to arrange in between. But a 24-hour care is something that needs to be planned up front.
Right, right. So that you definitely need to do before you even head over to St. Martin's.
Yes, yeah.
But the one hour a day, you know, to help with showering and dressing, things like that, was something that you wouldn't have to set up ahead of time?
Well, rather, it would be nice if we know up front. But sometimes things happen indeed, and they fell and they have an accident and they need help right away, then you cannot plan it up front. But people are not going to travel with a sick loved one if they don't have the care arranged.
Right, right. Well, that's actually a really good reason for people. You just brought up an issue that I think would be really good for people to, even if they're planning to go to St. Martin, for example, have your information with them, even if they don't actually need home care services, because if they have an accident while they're on St. Martin, they could actually call you up and get some help while they're there.
Yeah, but also for the simpler things, if they're not feeling well and they are, for example, having a high blood pressure, or they're having a diabetes, a sugar disease, we can come to check the blood pressure and to check the sugar, the glucose. We do all that kind of things too.
Ah, that's great. That's great. So any listeners out there, if you're looking for a Caribbean vacation, think of going to St. Martin and take the information with you, because you never know if you might need it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Mara.
So if someone is considering having home care services, let's say they go to another island, like you said, in Aruba and St. Croix, they have those services as well. What do you think they should look for in order to make the best choice, make sure they're getting the best kind of care? What do you suggest they look for?
I think for them to go into private healthcare would be a lot better than in the social healthcare of the island itself. So if they can find something online, because most of the people nowadays check everything out online, and everything can also be found online. There are some, what I mentioned at the beginning was we are pretty sure that Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire have these kind of services, but everyone there are not 10 companies offering these services. So it is still really small everywhere on the island.
So they should look, you say it's important to look for the private companies.
Yeah, because what I kind of see and feel is that with a private healthcare company, it also stays more personal, and there is, how do you say that? It is personal. The smaller companies make time for the client in the best way we can. And the social home care that we have here on the island is also more focused on the residents of the island.
Aha. Okay.
So that's the difference. The difference is more, the private is indeed more, the private.
For the tourism.
Yeah.
It's more focused on the tourism, because we would love to have all the vacationers coming back to St. Martin, simply because tourism is our main income.
Yeah.
Right.
On this island.
Right.
So we also see, as a company or agency, we really focus on the tourists, because they need to go, they also need and deserve vacations like you and I deserve a vacation as well.
Right, right. So it's so there's more of a motivation for them to give you better care.
Yeah, and it is also important to make sure that caregivers are licensed. And I think that it is also important to have very friendly employees and people coming over and helpful people. And it is also, you asked us the question as well, I think it's also good to know upfront how to handle expenses and billing. Those kind of questions you asked us as well are also important to ask on other islands.
So people know exactly what they're getting into.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good information.
You're welcome.
So we're going to take a really brief break because I don't hang up. Stay on the line. I want to give listeners a chance to call if they have any questions or email with any questions, okay?
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back, okay?
Okay, super.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient. And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about Essential Body Wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com and have a perky day.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpel.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpel in Your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaricarpel.com. And I am speaking with Virginie Timmermans and Margarita Schott, owners of Care for You Home Care Agency on the beautiful Caribbean island of St. Martin. And we're taking your questions and comments. Give a call toll-free at 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can send your questions to me via email or Twitter, and I will read them on the air. And my email is drmara@drmaracarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. So, ladies, I did have another question for you that came from one of the listeners, and they wanted to know what about how much this costs. What is the range? Do you charge by the hour? Do you charge by the day? Does it vary?
Okay, miss, what we do, we charge by the hour, but it depends on what kind of care the person needs. And then we make a price. So I cannot tell you a price at the moment. It is a price that it is a tailor-made. It is a tailor-made care plan. So for everybody, it's going to be different. prices are specific to each client, very unique.
Okay, so it really depends on the type of care that they need.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I have a question. Now, I know that St. Martin is split between the Dutch side and the French side. Do you provide care all over the whole island?
Well, at the moment, only on the Dutch side. But that is also the most favorite side for the American people.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. Yes. What happens, the French side, most of the time they only speak French.
Uh-huh.
And they have their own healthcare system according to France, because our French side is a province of France.
I see. Okay.
Sorry, did I interrupt you? Are renting a villa or a house on the French side, they can always call us and we come.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are available on the French side.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that's not limited. Yeah. Because sometimes people do rent villas on the French side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do all of your caregivers speak English?
Yes, they do, Miss.
Okay. That's important, right?
That is very important.
So, if people want to contact you, how would they do that?
Okay. That is possible by old-fashioned phone calls, by email, and through the website.
Okay. So what is all of your information?
Okay. Our website is careforyousxm.com.
Care for you, S like Sam, S like X-ray, M like Mary.com.
Yes. Our email is the same, but then at gmail.com.
Okay.
We have our phone numbers are 001721-527-5259.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
Yes, that is 001721-527-5259 or 581-5925.
With the 001721. So that's the country code.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So.
And then we also have Twitter.
That is where you found us.
That's right. That's where I found you on Twitter.
And that is @careforyousxm.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a Facebook page, which is Care for You SXM.
SXM. Care for You SXM.
SXM stands for St. Martin.
It's the airport code.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to post all of this on my Facebook page and on my website.
Okay.
So if people didn't get to write it down in time, it'll be there. If they go to my website, drmaricarpel.com, this will be there later tonight And then the link to that post will be on my Facebook page.
Super. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. This has been really interesting. I hope that this idea spreads. But for now, it sounds like St. Martin is a great place for everybody to look into going to because you guys are there.
Well, thank you, and we are looking forward, and we are here to help people. That is what we do. That is in our heart, and yeah, we don't want to do anything else.
You know, before you go, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about why they might want to visit St. Martin? What are some of the things that are going on there that they would enjoy?
Okay, well, indeed, that's a good question. We have about 37 different beaches to enjoy.
Wow.
We have many, many casinos. We have a lot of different hotels with all their facilities. We have many restaurants and then completely from Indian food to Greek to Canadian food, Dutch, everything you can imagine, steakhouses. We have everything. There are many different activities. We have our highest spot, which is
Peak Paradis,
and it is beautiful out there. There is a lot to relax over here. We have a big tourist industry.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of water sports, and you can go sailing around the island. It is about the outdoor life. It is about enjoying the blue skies, the sun, the beaches, the sea. That is our island.
Oh, that sounds just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that's why we're here. and then also people are free to come over, but we will work for them or with them in paradise.
Okay. All right. So again, the contact information, careforyoufxm.com, and on Gmail, careforyoufxm@gmail.com. At Twitter, the same thing. Facebook, the same thing. And then the phone number is 00172-1-527-5259 and 00172-1-581-5925.
Perfect.
All right. Well, this has been really a pleasure. And
I
would love to come to St. Martin and meet you guys.
Okay. Let us know when you arrive.
I will.
We want to wish you a very good evening, everybody, and thank you for your time, and thanks for the questions, and yeah, it was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy paradise.
We will.
I'm sure you will. All right. Have a good night.
Yes, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so stick around, everybody. After the break, veteran Master Sergeant Will Williams joins us from Central Texas, and then musician, artist, and producer of this show, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment. So we will be right back.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. You almost felt all the things that I dream about. And you almost heard all the songs that I sing out loud. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. So many things are so trivial to me when I see all the world around me. And at times I forget the simplicity of it all, of it all.
Okay, and we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in Your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to some of the music of our musical guest this evening and our producer of this show, Art Mendoza. So that is his song, Almost. And he'll be coming up in a while, coming on to talk to us in a while about his upcoming musical projects and what we can be expecting on this show coming up soon. And I am just really loving that whole idea of a home care agency that deals with tourists in the Caribbean. So I am just thrilled about that. And I feel like I want to go to St. Martin. It sounds so beautiful with all the hotels and the restaurants and the 37 beaches. So I just love that idea. I think that they did say that there are agencies in some in Aruba and a couple of the other islands, but I know that it is not everywhere. And I think that I hope this idea catches on quickly because it really opens up the opportunities for people to travel, even if they are a 24-hour caregiver. They have a loved one, if it's a couple and they have a spouse who they can't leave alone for periods of time, either for healthcare issues or because of cognitive issues. And as they mentioned, you know, even if somebody has a problem like high blood pressure or diabetes and they're afraid to travel because they, you know, they need to have that checked frequently, now it opens up the door for them to be able to travel to such a beautiful place. I urge you, if you're thinking about traveling or you wishing that you could travel, to look them up and keep their phone number with you when you go to St. Martin. Think of going to St. Martin. And again, later tonight, I'll be posting all of that information and all of their contact information so that you can have that to keep with you when you're planning a trip. So now joining us on the phone once again, retired veteran Master Sergeant Will Williams, who has served for 21 years of military service, during which time he received 30 awards and ribbons and has been involved since retirement from the military in a variety of causes and organizations benefiting veterans and non-veterans in the community. And he's back once again to talk about some of the community resources that you might be interested in either utilizing their services or volunteering for, and also about what's coming up on July 4th in Central Texas. So, Will, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. How you doing?
I'm okay. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
How are you?
Now, pretty good. We just left. We had a bunch of soldiers down from Fort Hood. And we took them to lunch, and we were talking about the 4th of July parade. With me tonight, we have the co-chairman of the 4th of July parade. Is Michael Curtis.
How are you doing there?
Oh, hi there. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Just as Will said, we got done today eating with soldiers, and it was a blast to see the appreciation on their face of, you know, taking them out to dinner and everything like that.
I'm sure.
So Michael is the new co-chairman of the Round Rock 4th of July parade, and but the parade has got so large it takes a committee to run the parade now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. In fact, what Will's talking about has gotten so large. This year, we've increased the parade almost 600 people from 2,000 to 2,600 people in the parade alone.
Wow.
Yeah, and so with that being said, we still have a lot of great volunteers from churches to other community organizations involved. We have the burn unit is going to be helping out, you know, cooking for soldiers, you know, after the parade and their families. Mm-hmm. And and one thing about our committee is, like Will says, it's increased. We've had a couple young people as well come on board to really take charge of planning a route, to organizing everybody in the parade. So everybody, you know, has a good time, has a safe time, And I think we're also going to have anywhere from, what is it, Will, about 35 to 40,000 people want to come out to watch the parade?
Around 40,000 people is the count right now.
Wow.
And, Doc, you'll be right up in the front of our parade, hopefully this year like you were last year. And we have a special car for you to ride in this year, so 68 Cutlass Oldsmobile.
Oh, very nice.
It's been restored. It's really, really nice. New leather seats. It's really nice. It's just for you.
Oh, very nice.
One thing when you ride by, you'll notice that we've also have an increased number of soldiers coming down from Fort Hood and their families to be in the parade and to really celebrate everything that they do. And many men and women, you know, not here just in Central Texas, but, you know, across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really cool. And in addition to this year, what's really been great about the committee and other people going on, this is the first year where we actually have some sponsorships with the parade. So not only does this a one-day event that affects the community and people come out, we're able to, you know, raise enough proceeds to help many organizations within the Round Rock. And I'd like to take this time to thank some, you know, individual companies that have really gone above and beyond. And when we asked them, hey, we have this idea of sponsorship, they didn't even think twice. And some of those companies was Bandit Industries, out of Michigan, was a huge donor this year. We've had also some local companies like Court Furniture has been helping out, Baby Earth, A1 Printing, and as usual, Sertoma has always stepped up to the plate. And I can go on. I mean, the list has gotten longer, but those are just some of the few who have really gone above and beyond and then helping this year's parade.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, I remember last year's parade. It was a blast. So what are you expecting to have at this year's parade?
This year we're gonna have a lot of new stuff. We're trying to change up the parade every year so we can have some variety so people that came last year won't get bored and see the exact same thing. We have a car club from Austin. It's gonna have 10 vintage cars, and the engines are chrome. Very nice vintage cars. Oh, yeah, very nice vintage cars. We're going to have some new track vehicles that the soldiers, disabled soldiers, get to use that actually stands them up so they can stand up and talk to a person. We got some new cars. It's called the GOAT. And they actually get to ride in them and they pedal them. And it's a great, it's fun, a lot of exercise, something new. This year we got 20 clowns. First year we had clowns. We have...
Oh, wow.
A clown organization that volunteered to be in our parade, and so we're going to have about 20 clowns, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have, before the parade actually starts, we're going to have some entertainment. We're going to have some singing going on, and we have a young lady that she operates a dance studio, and she's going to do some dancing for us before the parade ever starts.
Oh wow! And where is that? Where can people see the entertainment?
But the entertainment's going to be right in front of the VIP tent. Last year we had one VIP tent. We had about 20 people in the VIP tent. This year we're going to have two VIP tents with 80 people.
Okay.
And our VIPs are a little different than most people's VIPs. Our VIPs are some of the oldest people in Round Rock. We have some VIPs coming from School for the Deaf. We have some young people, some of our VIPs coming from School for the Blind. Our Grand Marshal is going to be Captain Greg, which was on your show not too long ago.
Yeah,
Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Will, you forgot the most important one that's dear to your heart, and that's the Austin Jeep Club.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. They're expecting, I think, about 50 Jeeps to come out, all different custom styles and everything like that.
We got 50 Jeeps coming out. Actually, my Jeep will be in the parade this year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so it's gonna be fun.
Are you gonna be driving it?
No, ma'am. Actually, at first I was going to drive, and I was going to ask you to ride with me in the parade, but this guy came up with this really nice car, and it's a convertible, and we want everybody to see your face when you ride by, so we're going to put you in a convertible. And,
okay.
And one of my best friends is going to drive my Jeep because I'm gonna hang around the parade. Michael and these young ladies are doing a great job with the parade, but I'm just going to hang around the parade and make sure they don't need me to do anything. I can pass out bottles of water or pass out papers, whatever they need me to do.
Right, right. So are you going to... Are you going to make sure that it's nice and cool that day?
Yeah, I know. I knocked on wood. We were thinking, why couldn't the parade be today? Because it was a nice day to have a parade.
Well, see, Michael, yeah. I know it, but I have already ordered air conditioning for Central Texas that day.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
Okay,
you have a lot of time.
We don't have anything to worry about. Yeah, we got nothing to worry about.
I think it's also a good time to mention, too, we have we do have, I think, a Facebook set up and a Twitter feed of, like, the Round Rock Parade. And this year, also, we do have a young guy who is kind of managing those, and he came up with the idea of, you know, the theme of everything, from the Oscars to everywhere, the best selfies. And we're thinking about giving up a couple prizes for people with the best selfies during the parade.
Okay.
You know, you tweet those pictures out, and we'll select a few winners and, you know, give out maybe a couple shirts and stuff like that.
Well, now, the very best selfie that we have at the parade, at our parade, I think we still got it somewhere. It's a docking pad for your iPhone.
Oh, nice.
So if you come out and you take a great selfie at the parade and you post it and the committee likes it, you'll get the docking pad for the iPhone.
Very nice. Very nice.
Now, all the veterans that's out there, I really challenge you. This is going to be the largest parade in Central Texas. We're going to have more military in this parade than any other parade in Texas. If you're a
mm-hmm.
true veteran, please come out and show your support of these young men and women marching in the parade.
So I did, Art, the producer here, did just tell me that Accomplice Entertainment is going to help out next year.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I know we've had a lot of businesses last minute want to come up, and we had certain deadlines, but I know there's a lot of people who are excited about next year or was planning about next year.
Yes.
I know Eddie and us, you know, we want to get through this parade, but even today we're thinking about next year and building. I mean, it's a year-long project. We met starting this last January, and probably once we're done with this one, we'll be right back on the page of, you know, getting the next one set up.
And Doc, I can give you a small example of how much this parade cost. We had 20 soldiers today, and we fed them lunch. And we got the bill. It just caught me off guard. So now we're going to have 300 soldiers on 4th of July, and we're going to feed them 3 meals. So everybody can imagine how much that's going to cost.
Yeah. It's not a cheap thing, but you're doing a great thing.
Oh, the soldiers loved it. They called me. They just got back to Fort Hood. They called me to tell me what a great time they had today. And there's a couple of them that's going to retire in the next couple of years, and they're actually going to move back to Round Rock because they enjoyed it so much today.
Oh, wow, that's great.
They had a great time because on the 4th of July, they're going to be in the parade. They're going to go to Ocellus Park. They're going to do the duck race. After the duck race, we're bringing them back to Del Diamond, which we're going to cook for them again. We're going to have smokers there. We're going to cook for them again. Just cut. So, we're going to have barber chairs there and going to give them haircuts.
Schedule for the day.
For the day.
Parade is in the morning. What time?
Parade starts at 10 o'clock, but with 40,000 people, I advise everybody to get there by 9.
Nine. And when does the entertainment start? Is that at 10 or is that before then?
No, the entertainment will start about 9:30 to get everybody ready for the parade. The entertainment will stop at 9:55. The parade will start. And then after the parade will end at 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, everybody will proceed to O'Sullivan Park, which is just around the corner. We have a carnival. We have the duck race. The duck race is amazing. We talked about the duck race before. It is so much fun. And the proceeds from the duck race goes to Dell's Children's Hospital, veterans groups, and about 10% goes back into the community for the kids, for the boots, the clubs, the bands. All that goes back into the community. Satoma keeps none of the money.
And how do you raise money? It's a dollar for a duck?
No, ma'am. It's actually $5 for a duck.
$5 for a duck,
and the number is put on the bottom of a rubber duck. 20,000 ducks are put in the lake, and a fan blows the ducks down the lake. Now, before the ducks are put in the lake, we pick a number, say number 15. Okay, whichever duck comes in number 15, you stand a chance of winning a car up to $50,000.
Wow, okay. So the prize is pretty nice. A car.
Yes, ma'am, we have a car, a flat screen television. We have a trip. I think it's a cruise. And we have, like, smaller prizes. You get a car wash for a year. You get dinner at Olive Garden for, I think it's for four. You know, we have a lot of neat prizes that you can use, just not something you can take home and just sit on the shelf somewhere. It's, you know, you can take your family out to eat for a meal, or you can go on a cruise, or you can get you a nice car, truck, or Jeep for up to $50,000.
Wow. Okay. And then after the duck races and the carnival, then the soldiers are having a barbecue?
Yes, ma'am. They go to Del Diamond, which is right down the street from O'Sullivan's. There's going to be a barbecue for them. They're going to go to a game from 7 to about 9:30. After the game, there's fireworks, and the soldiers stay for the fireworks. And after the fireworks, then the soldiers head back to Fort Hood.
Okay.
And now we found out this afternoon, the following month, we're going to invite the soldiers back, and we're going to take them to the new water park. And this is going to be sponsored by Dell's baseball team. And all the soldiers are going to go to the new water park that's opening up in Pflugerville.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So,
Go on. I'm sorry, Doctor. I just wanted to add one quick thing about Will. And something to your whole audience that I have experienced being a kind of a young guy myself that I've been involved with Will the last 3-4 years. I always joke with him the bad choice one time. I said, "Hey Will, can I do some volunteer stuff? I mean, what do you do?" And then next thing I know, he had me working on 8 different projects within 3 months. So, but it's been great, and with our committee of us all kind of being young, I really want to give a shout out that, you know, Will and so many in Sertoma and others, you know, for us, I say young folks, you know, we're always looking for guidance and mentorship. And it's been such a blessing to do this project and so many more and learn, not only given to the community, it helps us be leaders, you know, in turn. Because, you know, one day Will's going to be like, I hardly believe he will get tired one day. I don't know when it's going to happen, but he will be tired. And we have to step up as a generation. And the only way we know how to do it is learning from those who have been there before. And I can't thank him enough, and I know the committee can't thank him and others like him that have been such a great influence. So, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to anybody out there, especially veterans, that, you know, us young generation, you know, sometimes always the next generation down is always kind of, you know, sometimes griping about. We want to learn from you. I mean, it's there. Just, you know, let us get involved and see what we can do, and we're always thirsty for knowledge. So I really want to add that in as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. And I think I Will is pretty incredible with all of the things that he does. So he certainly is someone to learn from.
Well, but you know, you can hear all the nice things that somebody say about you once you give them $50.
Yeah, $50. I should have asked for 100.
So guys, before you go, why don't you give our listeners the information about how they can find out more about the parade, where exactly the parade will be, and also about that Facebook and Twitter feed. How can they get onto that?
The Twitter feed, I think, is just at Round Rock Parade. We've shout out tweets about different things that are going on. When we get closer and have our parade route finalized, we'll probably have that information up there where everybody can see where everything's going to happen. On Facebook, it'll be the same thing. If you type in Round Rock Parade as a search, it should pop open as well. And if you also want some additional information, the city of Round Rock on their page will have all, from Frontier Days to the parade, and they'll have stuff up on their website as well. So there's really good resources of information.
Also, Sotoma.
Oh, and Sotoma, yeah. I was forgetting, and Sotoma. So you got four really great places of information you can find. And I believe Case 101 even, I think, broadcasted some information before, but I'm not sure. Do they will?
Yes, they do.
They do right and beforehand. And I know Fox News will be on site that morning. So if you don't, get on the computers too much, just follow like Fox News at night. I'm sure they'll have some information a day or two before the parade where you can come out and kind of see what all the setup will be.
And we got some behind-the-scenes heroes this year. We got kids from School for the Blind and 10 kids mm-hmm. from School for the Deaf that did fundraisers. I mean, these kids went out and did fundraisers to raise money to support us.
That's great. That's great. So congratulations to them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're amazing.
So where can people go to see the parade?
The parade is really downtown Round Rock, right through off 620, what they call Main Street or Round Rock Avenue. It's all the same street, but it's pretty much straight through that whole downtown area. You really can't miss it. When you see all those people lining up, especially you can't miss 40,000 people, and it's just really down that street. And it starts off of Brown Street. So Brown Street and 620 is really where the start of the parade goes, and it goes all the way down and pretty much ends close to the Georgetown Avenue where it turns up to 79.
And people can park. They'll be told where to park when they come to 620. Mm-hmm.
And we would have additional parking this year.
Okay.
So they shouldn't have any problem parking. The city has cooperated with us so much, they actually closed down a main street off of the corner of 35 just so we could use it for the parade.
Yeah.
Wow.
We probably should give a shout-out on that one. It's going to be McNeil Street off of 35. I would say just try to avoid that area because that's going to be a huge, long lineup. And so all those side streets are going to be now parking where we used to be staging.
Okay, so people should avoid that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show and letting us know about this. And I'm looking forward to the parade.
We're looking forward to having you out there. And I know we really appreciate, getting on and get to talk about the parade.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night, and I'll see you on July 4th.
Sounds great. Just bring the great weather, as promised.
All right.
Thank you.
I hope so. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so stick around. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll be back with musician and producer of this show, Art Mendoza. So come right back.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpel.com.
yelling the North out to survive. She owed so many people, she stayed alive. If you get in front of her past, she will. She'll eat you alive. It's the truth. You have a little trouble with your nose. Watch it change colors like a rosy glow. If you see your face in the mirror when it's down on its side, you better hide. You'll lose your hide, and I'm gonna show you. Make a transaction, you make a buy. Well, it's all in fashion. You want to try? If you seek the truth from the mountain where it grows and it thrives, they'll say she lied. But you better hide. She hallies the North now to survive. She owed so many people and stayed alive. If you get in front of her past, she will. She'll eat you alive. Hey! You drive home paranoid.
And we're back.
It's the truth.
This is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And my next guest is an artist, musician, and producer, and he is the producer of this show, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, who is also engineering tonight's show. And he's now going to talk to us about his music, his upcoming musical projects, and what to expect musically in upcoming shows right here on Your Golden Years. And we were just listening to one of his songs, It's the Truth, which is one of the songs featured in his new play, Backwards on Purpose. So welcome, Art. You're usually behind the scenes. Welcome to the show.
Here I am.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, because, you know, not all the listeners have heard you before.
I've been in music since 1972. When I started the first group, Toby Bow, and went national with that group, and then later on started another group, and that was in 1978. That group was called Full Moon. And because of that group, I got to sign a first rights of refusal contract with one of the top attorneys, David Braun, and directed me in my pursuit of musical happiness. And it's been exciting because I've never stopped playing, performing, and I've always had both uphills and downhills and all around the mulberry bush, whatever. And because of that, I've written the play Backwards on Purpose, which will be coming out soon. And the musical director is Tomas Lamidas and the Jazzmanian Devil. And the drummer will be Michael Longoria, phenomenal drummer. And I think Tomas told me that the bass player he wants to use is Roscoe Beck, which I'm just totally thrilled if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be an interesting arrangement of musicians and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But first of all, I want to tell you what's going on as far as the future entertainers are going to be coming on the program. One is who I just performed with last week in North Carolina, Roberto Orihuela from Cuba. And he plays a vibraphone. And it's just a phenomenal musician, plays jazz. And I always love it when I can walk on stage with musicians I've never met, and they play as if they've known me for my entire life. Played a couple of songs. One of them was New Orleans Blues, and the other one was, New Orleans Blues, and I can't remember the other one. But it was very, very good. And another person that will be coming on will be Ken Cruz, who is the Frank Sinatra imitator. But, I mean, sounds like Frank Sinatra, talks like Frank Sinatra. And it was an amazing thing to see him perform in the Riala's Italian restaurant in Austin, Texas. He's there every Thursday. But he'll be talking about his career and where he plays and all that. And then the big, big fun time will be with Mick Fleetwood, the Fleetwood Mac, who will be coming on the air talking about his career and his life. And hopefully we'll hang both Larry Cohen and him on the line together so they can talk about old times, because Larry Cohen, my partner, is who found Fleetwood Mac many, 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 many years ago. So
wow,
that's what's happening there. And, again, the Backwards on Purpose is going on, and that's going to be the entire life of my musical career, starting from my age of being born all the way to the present time. And it will have several interesting moments which people will be, I think, shocked and amazed to see happen.
Okay.
And, now let's talk about your show. What's going to happen with your show is that we're going to get you ready for YouTube and get you on the screen so people can see you get nervous and all the people that get nervous before they get in front of a camera. And that way we can record 1 hour of the program and have it on YouTube and have more people see what your program is about and get it ready for television, because that's our main goal, is to go to television, as you know. So,
yes, that'll be exciting.
And
they don't have to see me nervous, so that's not necessary.
Well, and the other thing that we're doing at Accomplice Entertainment is that I just got it's the first chance I get to do a television series for a company that will put it on national if it passes the litmus test, which I think it will, because it is of an amazing idea, and it is all national and probably worldwide. I'm sure it's happening all over the world, but we're aiming towards the United States programming, and I just sent the title to the director, and I'm sure he's going to flip out over it and go and push it even further. I'm not going to say anything about it because, as I was taught, ideas are free. And so I don't say anything until we have everything on paper and ready to go. But let's play another song and see what it's about, okay?
All right. Which song would you like me to click on over here?
This song is going to be a song that Tomas Ramirez wrote.
Okay.
And it's called La Canicula.
Eres la canícula. Y el calor estaba desgraciado. De la piel de mamacate. Goteaba el sudor. Abanicos. No, hombre, ni lo pienses, cabrón. Era una vida de pobres. y de pobrecitos. Mi abuelita me decía, mira mijo, aguántalo, aguántalo. Y lo aguanté. ¿Y sabes por qué? Porque era una vida de pobres y de pobrecitos, una vida de pues pobres y de pobrecitos.
All right, and I am on with Art Mendoza, musician and producer of this show, and we were just listening. What were we just listening to, Art?
That was the song La Canicula, which means the dog days or the high heat of summer, and that's part of the play Backwards on Purpose, and it's just a really intense sound, and it fits perfectly with what the program will be about. It's also used for the video intro of the performance because it will have a video intro of myself before I walk on stage and then continue with me performing, walking on stage and performing.
And that was by Tomas Ramirez, as you mentioned.
Right, that was written by Tomas Ramirez, the Jasmanian Devil. And also Rio Bravo Pictures, the film director, Rodrigo Rodriguez is the director of the video, and the sound engineer will be Chet Himes, who's won countless of Grammys and the Oscar for the movie Arthur.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's your timeline? When do you think this will come out?
Well, I'll be going back to Austin this following week, and I'll be up there getting with Chet Himes to finish some recordings. And then Tomas has already scored 3 of the songs, and we need to score the rest, the 9. And really not putting any timeline to pressure anything, because everything will happen as it goes. Everybody knows that in recording film, music and any kind of program, there's always a certain, what's the word I'm looking for, a certain path that it will take. Like, example, I went and got my daughter from the North Carolina and brought her back, and I stopped everything just to do that first, because family's first. And that was important to just go do that, which took a week away from the production. So it'll work. It'll probably be very soon, though, because, like I told Larry, as soon as I get back, I'm going to do a high speed and be running pretty quickly through it.
So if people want to find out more about this production or about, you know, Accomplice Entertainment, how can they find out more information?
They can go to Facebook and look up Accomplice Entertainment. They can look for me, Art Mendoza, and also Backwards on Purpose. And they'll be able to reach there, or they can call me at my office in downtown Austin at 512-452-4315. And that's pretty much the quickest way to get in touch with me.
512-452-4315.
Correct.
Okay. And I'll post that on my website as well as a Facebook link.
All right.
All right. Well, it all sounds really exciting. I'm looking forward to not only your productions, but what you're going to bring to this show. I'm excited about Mick Fleetwood, and he was one of my favorite musicians. That Fleetwood Mac was one of the first albums that I bought when I was in junior high school.
Well, I won't say when I heard him.
Okay.
Well, have a good night.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on to this side of the radio wave this evening.
Okay, and we'll talk later.
All right. Okay, so we have come to the end of another show already. It's already 2 hours that have gone by, always goes by really quickly, and I want to let you know what's coming up next week right here on Dr. Mara Karpel and Your Golden Years. We will be back live again next Sunday, June 29th. This time we will be broadcasting from beautiful Austin, Texas, from the Trust Bank Tower in the Intelligent Office Suite and Accomplice Entertainment office. And the show, as you know, begins at 5 p.m. Central Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can always hear it on podcast after the show. And my guests include Peggy Cappy, who has made several well-known yoga DVDs called Yoga for the Rest of Us, and her DVDs are seen nationwide on PBS. They regularly show her DVDs. And Yoga for the Rest of Us is really yoga for all of us who are not yogis, 20-year-old yogis. And for more than 40 years, Peggy Cappy has been practicing and teaching yoga, meditation, and guided relaxation. And she'll be talking to us about the benefits of yoga and meditation and guided relaxation and how to get started. And also, Laura Galazunas will be back to report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And we'll have more, including some great music. I don't know who the artist will be yet, but I promise you it is always great. And so join us to hear some great music next week. I will be posting it on my website on Facebook page as soon as I know who the artist is. And again, if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from the show and about upcoming shows or to be a sponsor, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. That's drmarakarp, like Paul, el.com. Also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and all of the information will be posted later on tonight. And this show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, by Postal Productions, and Spiked Up Productions, and sponsored by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Live Oak Legacies. And I want to thank my guests, Virginie Timmerman, Margarita Schott, Sergeant Will Williams, and his co-leader of the parade, Michael Curtis, and Thank you, Art, for being on the show and for producing the show. And we're gonna close out the show with another one of Art's songs called Punta Mita Time, which is also going to be featured in his play, Backwards on Purpose. So I want to thank you all for listening. Enjoy the beautiful beginning of summer. Stay safe. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Flying so high now, shows a man where to fish. Watch me send it, he lies in his hammock. Teach his tourists how to live, and he knows how to live. Thunder high in that mountain, watch the clouds rolling in. Senoritas, they dance on that shoreline, making plans for that kiss, and they know how to kiss. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That part VCT just blows through my mind. It takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time. But the senoritas, they keep me in time. That poppy CT just blows my mind. And it takes me back to that place, Punta Mita time. That lightning striking the water makes the porpoises fly. Big belugas become ballerinas with a show just to see, and they call out to me. They say that we're 1 hour behind, but the senoritas, they keep us in time. Hey! That poppy CT just flows through our minds, and it takes us back to that place. They say that we're 1 hour behind,
but the senoritas, they keep us in time. That poppy CT just blows through my mind, and it takes me back to my place, Punta Mita time. Hey, yeah, yeah, Punta Mita time.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Carpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Carpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.